after the big national championship game. If you stayed up, good, because it did get to be a great game. Maybe it was even a great game the first three quarters. It wasn't a touchdown scored until about 40 seconds left in the third quarter, and then it started to break open as Georgia indeed beat Alabama 33-18, Georgia's first national championship since 1980. Sean was up with his son watching. I was up all alone watching. And for me, it was just not really having a dog in that race. It was just hard to stay up, but I stayed up. And I went from wanting to see Nick Saban win again to being very happy for Georgia, frankly. How did you feel?
Yeah, exact same way. You know, Kirby Smart, it's such a great story, their head coach. I mean, here's a guy that played at Georgia. He served under Nick Saban. Nick Saban had nothing but positive things to say about him. But he had an opportunity to go home, Paul, and he went home, and certainly he's made the most of it. And as you mentioned, Georgia has been the bridesmaid so many times, whether it be in conference. And if you remember, 4 years ago, they went to the title game, lost in overtime in that title game. But, you know, that was kind of their thing, being the bridesmaid. And they finished in dramatic fashion last night. They really did. Anybody that stayed up and watched that game, they were treated to some action in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, sure were. If I'm not mistaken, Georgia, this is, I think, the first former assistant to Nick Saban to actually beat him.
Yeah, he has just had a mastery over guys that served under him. It really is incredible. And Paul, quite frankly, I don't think enough is said about the dominance that Nick Saban has had in college football. I think this is one of those things, maybe we'll all talk about it and sit in awe when he's finally done. I don't think he's anywhere near close to being done, for the record, but I don't think right now enough is said about his level of dominance. I mean, it has really been absolutely amazing to see what he's done in this era of college football. But last night, it was time for the assistant, and it was time for Georgia.
It sure was. And one of the many headlines, every dog has its day. And, of course, that means the Georgia Bulldogs had their day, and that's for sure. Now, as far as not taking Nick Saban as seriously, I don't know exactly how you just worded it, but maybe not giving him his due. He has been, and I don't know now with the latest round of crazy payments to coaches, but he has been the highest paid football coach, I think, in college for some time, hasn't he?
Well, Paul, what I mean by it, let me try to, I guess, put the screws to that. We should be more in awe of what he has done. I mean, it really is remarkable. This isn't supposed to happen. And, you know, for him to have all of those championships, seven championships, it is absolutely remarkable. And, I mean, you're left in awe. There's no other way to say that. And, you know, again, I think, as a season goes on and new teams jump up and, you know, a team like Michigan, for example, that had an outstanding season, a lot of times it's, well, what's the latest story? What's the latest story? For me, I think the story is and continues to be how Nick Saban consistently gets it done at Alabama. The only one right now who is paid more than him is that big contract that USC used to lure Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma to the University of Southern Cal. It is estimated to be about $10 million, whereas Nick Saban, poor Nick, he's only at $9.9 million.
And by the way, this is a year, anyone who wasn't paying attention, this is a year, signing a $10 million contract over a few years. This is a year. So.
Yep.
These guys are doing very, very well. So we would put, maybe I'm behind on this, but, you know, we speak in hallowed terms in the past, we did at least, about Bear Bryant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look back and you go, Bear Bryant, wow. We're going to do the same with Nick Saban, right?
Absolutely. And then some. I mean, really, and then some. You know, for him to be a part of seven national championships. It really is remarkable. And to put that, you know, in better terms, you know, the legendary Bear Bryant, you know, they won in 61, they won in 64, they had a share in 65. It wasn't seven. Let's put it that way. So, you know, that's the amazing thing about it is, you know, he has rewritten the record books. They continue. I mean, every single year, Paul, they continue to be dominant in some varying degree. We haven't seen anything like it in college football.
Nope, we haven't. And I will say this. I guess it makes sense because he's been around a long time, including his time at Michigan State, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The guy, if he isn't 70, he's a hair away from being 70 years of age. And you don't think that when you see him.
No, absolutely not. He is 70 years old, Paul. He turned 70 this past October. But you're absolutely right. He's a guy that takes care of himself. He's a guy that, I don't know if I want to use the term, seems to enjoy what he's doing, because it always seems like he's chasing the next championship. And I think that's part of what makes Nick Saban Nick Saban. It's almost like he doesn't take the time to enjoy what his team just did because he's already thinking to the next one. But again, Paul, to me, that's what makes him tick, and that's what makes him, simply put, the best college football coach ever.
Yeah, it'd be hard to argue that. I mean, let's face it. He really has had consistency. There is a fear. I'll never forget when Michigan played Alabama. I don't remember even what the game was, but it seemed to me we were in Texas to watch that game a number of years ago with our friends Bill and Vivian Young. We went in. We went to the game. It was exciting. But we got so spanked. It was very, very tough. It almost looked like a pro team playing a high school team. I mean, I don't mean to make it sound that bad, but it was that bad.
Season opener, 2012. You're absolutely right, Paul. Great memory. Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, and Alabama was all over them.
Oh, it was tough. You know what I did? I did like that Nick Saban stayed in the middle of the field with Kirby Smart longer than I've ever seen a losing coach stay with the winning coach. And Nick Saban looked so relaxed and was smiling and was appeared to be really happy for his former assistant. I mean, he seemed very, very happy for the coach. Did you notice that? The big smile and how long they stayed?
Yeah, there? You know, it was interesting, Paul, because he went out of his way this past few days to talk about Kirby Smart and how much Kirby Smart meant to him. And, you know, he used the term most loyal assistant coach, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't know what goes into that. I'll just have to take it at face value, but you could tell if anybody beat him, I almost got the impression that he was glad that it was Kirby Smart that beat him.
It really, I mean, it looked that way, didn't it? And
yep.
That says a lot about a man also, doesn't it? The way that they handle losing and who they lose to. He went up even a few more pegs in my book.
Yep.
And that's good news.